Hello and welcome to this episode. This is a meditation from Beltane in 2022. I absolutely love shapeshifting meditations and the imagery of flying to the celestial witch's realm is one of my favorite journeys to take. So I hope you enjoy it. And if you're listening to this around Beltane, I'm also inviting you to the completely free Hecate's Garden Beltane Full Moon Retreat Weekend that takes place from May 5th to 7th in Covina, the Coven of Hecate. I'll post the link to join in the show notes, and I hope you'll fly on over to Covina and enter Hecate's Garden. Hello, I'm Cindy Brannon. Welcome to this meditation into Hecate's Garden. This is a mystical journey into the splendor of the garden to receive a special treasure from Hecate and her companions. This meditation was recorded live on May the 1st, 2021, during the Beltane Botanical Salon that I hosted with Amy Blackthorne. You can find the recordings of other parts of the salon on the Keeping Her Keys podcast, on Amy Blackthorne's podcast, and also on the Keeping Her Keys YouTube channel. All you need to do to get ready for the meditation is just relax. If you have a candle or an image of Hecate nearby, you're welcome to connect with those as you prepare to go into the meditation. Now take a deep breath and let's explore Hecate's garden together. And now I'm going to invite you just to pull the breath in right to your heart center. And as you pull the breath in, just relaxing the eyes, closing them if it feels safe for you to do so. Now let's breathe in again together. Let's pull it down now to the root, way down past the heart, down through the belly, right into that root, that area that's just behind your sitting bones. Now let's do that again. Let's pull the breath down past the heart and down into the sitting bones. Pausing here and releasing. Now you feel the stir of the deep roots housed within your own root. And as they stir, they stretch out, going deep, deep through the floor, down through the foundation, into the earth, becoming our tether to the physical world as we journey into the deeper world with our meditation. And feeling that grounded security right here, just for a moment. Taking it in. Now let's take another breath and pull it back to the heart again. And hold it here just for a moment and feel that expansion. Opening up the heart center, receiving the healing energy that I'm extending towards you. For all of us here live, joining into our collective circle of trust and support as we come together at the heart center. Now we're going to pull the breath up into the mind. So when you breathe in now, envision that breath going upwards, filling the sinuses. As we begin to activate the crown, some people call it the third eye, the portal to traveling in the world of spirits. Now let's pull that breath up again, feeling that space it creates in our everyday mind screen. Pausing just briefly with the breath and letting it go. All those thoughts are just blown away, creating space in the mind for you to enter into the deeper world. Now let's go up into our mind and feeling that activation of the crown that connects us to the mysteries. Seeing that energy start to take shape as a gate on our mind screen. And as we look at that gate, the gate starts to open. And you feel the welcoming energy on the other side of that gate. And I'm waiting for you here on the other side of the gate. Already we can hear the creatures in Hecate's garden calling out to us. So step through that gate. And the first thing you notice here in Hecate's garden is the time of day. Is it twilight? Is it the bright afternoon sun? Or is it nighttime with the moon shining down? What time of day is it? This is an important piece of the medicine you're receiving in Hecate's garden. So take note of the time of day. Now let's take another step deeper into the garden. And now I want you to become aware of the weather. Is it clear? Is it cool? Perhaps it's humid. Maybe there's a mist. What's the weather? The garden shows you the weather that you need to see as we weave this tapestry of the healing energy of Hecate's garden. Now let's take another step. What do you smell here in the garden? Do you smell roses? Do you smell the warm, earthy scent of animals? Is it the clean, crisp smell of the garden after a rain? What can you smell? Now let's go deeper into the garden, taking another step with me. What do you hear? Do you hear the wind rustling in the trees? The song of the birds, our avian allies, other animal sounds. What do you hear in the garden? Now let's go deeper into the garden, taking another step together. And now I want you to look around and take in what you see. Perhaps you see plants that are familiar friends. Rose, maybe daisy even. Perhaps there is a mighty oak or a ladylike birch, what do you see? And now let's take one more step. We're getting deep and deeper into the garden now, surrounded by the splendor of the natural world, the spirits of all the green world. Now, deep in the heart of the garden, what do you feel? Do you feel the joy and the contentment? Do you feel confident and a sense of security? What emotions is the garden bringing up in you as part of your experience here today? Well, we've walked so far into the garden that now we find ourselves right in the center. And before us is a beautiful altar full of our offerings and candles. And we stand here in front of this altar, already feeling all the medicine of the journey so far. The smells, the feelings, what you see, what you hear, in this incredibly sacred space. And now you feel that pulsing thrum that the presence of the goddess always brings. The air changes and your skin tingles. She is near. And just as suddenly as she wasn't there, now she is. As Hecate and her companions surround us, coming to us, perhaps it's Great Hecate herself, Circe, Medea, Demeter, Persephone, of course, or Artemis, or another face of the goddess, the spirits and the animals, all Hecate's companions here. And they come to you now. Hold out your hands to receive the gift of the garden that they've brought you. Allowing them to place the gift in your hands with trust and love. And as you study this treasure of yours, you realize that Hecate and her companions have departed just as quickly as they arrived. And you feel whole and healed, seen and heard and understood with your treasure in your hands. Now it's time to hold the treasure up to your heart center, allowing it just to connect to your etheric self. It's taking in its medicine for a moment here. Beautiful. There's such amazing energy
here in the garden today. And now it's time to journey back to our physical selves. So follow me as we walk back down the path, one step, the next step, another step, another step. We're almost back to the gate, back to the mind. Let's take that final step, opening that gate, bringing ourselves fully back into the physical body, bringing that beautiful treasure we received and all of our experiences in the garden back with us. As we close the gate and separate from the deeper world, let's just take a moment here to allow that medicine from the garden to mingle into your physical self. And let's relax the crown, coming back down to a whole and content and aware state of mind. And let's relax the heart back down to that state of a strong back and soft front. And finally, we pull up our roots, relaxing the root and the lower self again, to stay here in the feeling of wholeness and the experience of the medicine we received in Hecate's garden. Wiggling a bit in your seat now, just to bring you all the way back in your body. Thank you so much for allowing me to guide you into Hecate's garden. You can learn more about the magic, medicine, and mystery of Hecate's garden in my book, Entering Hecate's Garden, The Magic, Medicine, and Mystery of Plant Spirit Witchcraft. To go deeper into your studies with me, apply to join my school, the Covina Institute, where we walk the wheel of the year with new curriculum every month, so you can join us whenever you're ready. You can learn more about my teaching and writing at keepingherkeys.com.